Nicole Chavastek with you until six. Well, is there a song that makes the hairs stand up on the back of your neck each time you hear it? You might have a few. For me, it's And the Band Played Waltzing Matilda, a song that APRA named as one of the top 30 Australian songs of all time. The bloke who wrote that, and it's a song which has gone on to become, of course, one of Australia's most iconic songs. The bloke who wrote it is a Scotsman who taught himself to play the guitar and has a special story to tell about that song before he appears this weekend at the Maldon Folk Festival. Eric Bogle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nicole.
Where did that song come from, Eric?
Well, I wrote the song in 1971, Nicole, which is 42 years ago. I mean, I sometimes redo the maths thinking it can't be that long ago, surely, but there was. And it was engendered by my first ever Anzac Day March, the first time I ever saw an Anzac Day March, which was in Canberra in 1971. Now, if you remember, the Vietnam War was still going on at that stage, and Anzac Day possibly wasn't as well attended or popular as it is now. There's lots of protests and moratorium stuff going around, and as usual, the Scotties, the soldiers, got the rough end of the pineapple without deserving it. So I thought the time was right. A, for an anti-war song, and B, for a song that also, hopefully, lauded the courage of the soldiers involved. I mean, you can argue about the causes and all that sort of stuff, but you can't argue about their courage. So that was the two reasons for the song. I wanted the song to be a tribute to their courage, but an indictment against the stupidity that wasted all that courage, you know.
There have been other songs which attempt to do that, Eric. Why has this song struck such a chord?
Well, mainly because I'm a musical writing genius.
And humble too, I heard.
Well, you know? Yes, it's not a word I use much in conjunction with myself, but I've no idea. I think life is all about timing, you know, and I think the song came along at the right time in Australia's history, if you like, to make some sort of mark and to stick. We're getting away from the cultural cringe and under Gough Whitlam and his government, you know, Australia was moving in a new bold direction, if you like. And I think the song I wrote in 1971 just touched the tenor of the times, you know. I mean, if Bob Dylan had arrived on the scene 10 years after he did, nobody would have heard of him. You know, he came at the right time in the human development. So I'd like to think the song touches a universal theme. War isn't specific to Australia, I can assure you. So that's probably why the song has been recorded in about 12 different languages up to now. But yeah, I think it's a personalised account of one man's experiences, and I think because of that it touches a lot of chords.
Eric, this weekend when you head to the Maldon Folk Festival, it will have particular meaning for you.
Well, yes. I mean, you meet a lot of people along the road in this business, which is one of the bonuses, and you hear some great voices and some great musicians, and, you know, they leave you with warm memories, you know what I mean? And at the start of this tour, after I did the Tamworth concert on the 10th of this month, 10th of October, friends told me that a fellow called Noel Watson had passed away the day previously. Now, Noel was an old mate from way back. He was a musician who lived around the Avoca area the last time I visited him, anyway. And he'd been ill for a while, I knew that. But he did the best version with an electric guitar of Waltzing Matilda that I've heard. You know, Banjo's original song, and Noel did a mighty, mighty version of it. He had a great voice. And we conjoined once at Maldon Festival with me singing the Banjo Waltzing and him doing, you know, choruses from the Waltzing Matilda, and it was sort of hair-raising stuff, I thought.
That must have been magic, Eric. He had the most guttural, you know, character-filled voice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Noel was an old Scotty. He was ex-SES. Yeah. I mean, which surprised me, because he was the most gentle soul you could meet, you know. I couldn't imagine him killing them with his bare hands, except perhaps record producers. yeah, he was just, He never got the recognition he deserved. A lot of musicians in this country and worldwide don't. It never seemed to embitter him much. He just enjoyed singing. But he should have been better known, and his voice is now gone forever. There's a few recordings about, but nothing to match the man live himself. So on the concerts on this tour, I've been dedicating the band Bewars Matilda to Noel. And there's a flutter of recognition among some of the audience. Mostly there's a sort of, you know, nobody knew him, and that was a crime, you know. So I hope that I let his name live a wee bit longer, you know, because it certainly deserved it.
Thank you so much, Eric, and have a great festival.
Thanks, Minnie. Cheers.